West Virginian senator and amateur fiddler Robert Byrd passed away yesterday at the age of 92. He served an unprecedented 9 terms as a senator. And we asked you about the role of seniority. If wisdom comes with age, should we be talking about term limits when we're speaking of public servants? Here's what one listener had to say.
Hi, this is Dr. Philip Irvin, and I was calling because of the comment in reference to whether or not there should be a limit on Senate seats. And I don't believe there should, especially if the job that you're doing is one of fairness and honesty, and the people put you there.
Right, I mean, the people put him there. I mean, that seems to me sort of a no-brainer. But listener Rudy from Chicago wrote on our website, thetakeaway.org, I think there's a tipping point after which a person becomes more concerned with maintaining power and cementing a legacy than with making progress. I'm not saying this was necessarily the senator's situation, but I see it quite often with politicians.
But one next listener went even further in that.
I think seniority has great value in the workplace, in the home, and in the community. But in the case of government and in the case of Congressman Byrd, I think we really need to take a serious look at putting limits on Congressman, and he's a good example of why.
Senator Byrd, that would be. And what about seniority?
Seniority is a much overlooked and very underappreciated element in our society. Those with age have the maturity, they've lived. Every chance I ever have, and this is on a daily basis, to speak with someone, the more senior, the better. Just a wealth of knowledge, wisdom, it's a beautiful thing. I'm Cuban, and that's what we revere in our society, as many other cultures do. We need to invoke that in the U.S.
Give us your take, 8778-MY-TAKE.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.